Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The next few Mishnayot are going to talk about the laws of Shichha when it comes to trees. Mishnah says, Kol Zayit Shiyesh Lo Shem Basadeh Afilu Kezayit HaNetofa B'Sha'ato U'Shchaho Eno Shichha. Mishnah says, any olive tree that has some sort of reputation, has a shem, is known, has a reputation in the field, even if it's a reputation, Afilu Kezayit HaNetofa B'Sha'ato, even if it's an olive that only at a certain part of the season, it drips oil so much without even squeezing it. Such a distinct quality, even something like that, that's seasonal, and you forgot it. Guy forgets, the farmer forgets it behind in the field. Eno shicha. It's not considered to be shicha, it's not a problem of shicha. Why? Because the person will never really forget it. Even though he may forget it temporarily, shicha is defined as something that he'll forget about and he wouldn't come back for. Here, this unique situation when you have olive trees that are different, that have distinct qualities to them, that aren't just your typical olive tree, the farmer at some point will remember that tree was in the field and he'll go back and go get it, so it's not considered to be shicha. When were these words said that if a tree is unique, that it's not shicha? In three different ways. Bishmo, u'ma'asav, u'bimkomo. If through its name, it's unique because of its name, because of its ma'asav, its productivity, what that olive does, and u'bimkomo, because this olive tree was at a certain location within the orchard. Bishmo. Now we'll define what it means, those three different ways that an olive tree can become unique. Bishmo. Shehaya shivchoni or baishani. It was an olive tree that they called a shivchoni. It means one that pours oil. The oil is so rich with this tree that it's like it pours out. Or baishani. Baishani means it shames. It puts all the other olive trees to shame because it's so distinct in the fact that it gives off so much oil as well. B'ma'asav, the other criteria or one possibility that says an olive tree could be unique with its ma'asav, with its action, is shihu oseh harbeh, that it makes a lot of olives around each tree, that it produces a lot of olives. Bimkomo, its location, that it's at a unique point in the orchard, in the field. For example, shihu omed besad hagat or besad hapirza, it stands right next to the wine press or right next to a gap in the fence. So the owner knows that tree is the tree near the wine press or the tree near the gap in the fence. So he knows that something's going on. It has a distinct way of describing it. So he'll always know to go back for that type of tree. He'll never forget that tree is a different type of tree than the rest of the orchard. Mishnah continues, Ushar kol hazetim shenayim shicha, ushlosha enan shicha. The rest of the olive trees, if you leave two trees behind and you forgot to harvest them, that is considered to be shicha, but ushlosha. But if you forgot to harvest three trees, enan shicha, it's not considered to be forgotten, and an owner is allowed to go back and get them. Mishnah finishes off, Rabbi Yosef omer, en shicha lezetim. Rabbi Yosef says, no, I disagree with the whole thing. There's no shicha when it comes to zetim. Olive trees are different because olive trees are so rare. The Bar Tanura points out over here that Rabbi Yosef was only talking about during the times of the Hadrianic decrees. Hadrian was a Roman emperor who destroyed a tremendous amount of Israel, of Eretz Israel, especially the olive trees. And olive trees at that time became so rare. You couldn't find an olive tree. So if an owner had an olive tree and he temporarily forgot to harvest it, that doesn't mean he forgot it for good. That means, of course, he'll go back to it. That's like forgetting gold in the field. So Rabbi Yosef, in a certain time period, says when olives are rare, they can't be shicha. You don't need any unique characteristics. The fact that it's so rare is its own characteristic. But of course, in a time where olives are plenty and there's no shortage at all, Rabbi Yosef would agree with the above characteristics needed in order to say a olive tree doesn't apply to shicha.